and now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Dave Clemens here, continuing my conversation with Matt Sampson. He's the executive director for Sparrow Clubs. We've talked a little bit about what Sparrow Clubs does. More information all over social media, the website, which is
sparrowclubs.org.
But let's talk about this fundraiser you guys have coming up, Dancing with the Central Oregon Stars. How long have you been doing this?
So this year will be our 16th year. It used to be called Swinging with the Stars, which I won't tell you my personal thoughts on that name, but we changed it to Dancing with the Central Oregon Stars because it encapsulates more of what the show is about, and it also matches our sister show down in Southern Oregon called Dancing with the Rogue Valley Stars.
It's a lot of fun. I don't know if you know this, but I was involved.
I think I did know that. I don't remember what year, though.
It was a long... I don't remember either.
Yes, you do.
It was a long, 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 long time ago. And what was I doing? The cha-cha. I think I learned the cha-cha back then.
Okay. Wait, it was at the Tower Theater, right?
I got to be honest. I didn't make it to the show.
Oh, what?
This was a long, long time ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember why. I just know I didn't make it to the show.
You didn't make it to the show, but you were in the show?
No, I wasn't in the show, but I did all the practices.
It's a little bit of work. Yeah. Really? Yeah,
like I said, I learned to do the cha-cha.
So you put all that work in, but you didn't get to like actually show the fruits of your labor?
I honestly don't remember why.
Well, I think you need a redo, man.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
We're looking for people right now. That's what we're talking about.
I'd be really, really bad.
No, you wouldn't. You're partnered with a professional dancer, and you have like 11 weeks to practice. You'd be really good.
All right, let me think on that.
Okay.
Because you are looking for some.
We do. We have some slots, right? And we're in heavy recruitment mode for this year's show. And just to note, last year's show was the first time in Central Oregon we introduced our competitive hip-hop squads. So we have a new angle to the show now. Mm. Not only are there six competitive ballroom-type teams, we call them dance couples and ballroom contemporary style, but we also have two competitive hip-hop squads full of each squad has about 8 to 10 people. They're led by a professional hip-hop coach, and those two squads compete for the hip-hop awards.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
So it gives a new angle for people. Some people are like, well, doing the one-on-one with another partner isn't really for me, but I could do a group thing.
Sure.
And so now, you know, we have something for everybody now.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, so how do you determine if somebody is starry enough?
Is starry enough?
For this? Yeah.
Hey, if you love Sparrow Clubs, if you have a pretty good reputation, you know, and if you're not afraid of advocating for Sparrow Clubs and trying to raise money for us, then we want you.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Call me, text me, like now, like do it today. Like if you're listening to this and you're interested in being a star in our show, I mean, again, we're in heavy recruitment mode now. Pull over and give me a call. 541-621-1126.
When is the show?
The show is October 18th, but we're kicking things off at the end of July. Again, you have about 11 weeks. And, you know, we go big. There's television promotion on this. There's different things that we do throughout the course of this 11 weeks to get you ready for the show. And last year's show at Caldera High School was sold out. 600 people in the live audience.
Oh, wow.
Raised over $109,000 for Sparrow Clubs. It was our most successful show we've ever done in this area. And we're hoping to do that again. It's really exciting.
Yeah, just think you could go from medium star to megastar.
You could.
By doing this.
You could become a household name here in Central Oregon.
I would recommend this to any competitors I have at other radio stations.
Oh, I would
too. If you ever want to be as big of a deal as I am, you would do this event.
This is your ticket. This is your path
to
stardom.
It's your only chance to beat me. Do it.
And let me just put this out there. A lot of people say, well, I don't have any dance experience. Actually, that's our favorite type of person to have because part of the fun, you know, we kind of model it after the actual show that's been on TV for years, right? But part of the fun is taking somebody who really isn't good at dancing and seeing their evolution over the course of 11 weeks to where they go from not having any rhythm to being able to perform live in front of 600 people and do a good job.
Sure.
I mean, it's really fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So we want everyone to call you to get in on this thing. If you're not, I don't know, starry enough or you don't want to do the dancing thing, you could still help out by donating to Sparrow Crest.
Absolutely. And you know, we have different volunteer things, opportunities throughout the year. We're always seem to be doing something. Schools are looking for volunteers when they do events for their sparrows. There's a way to get involved. And so if your heart is for kids in this area and you want to make a difference in changing youth culture from the inside out, get a hold of us because we want to talk to you.
Okay. Oh, hey, how does, when do you, I should ask you, when do we get the list of the stars?
End of July. We'll make an official announcement.
Because you'll know by then, because they're going to start practicing.
We need to round out our cast, though. So we'll once we have our cast, we'll partner everybody together. We'll make our teams, and then there will be a big announcement. And again, to anybody who's listening that is thinking about this, like, there's more details. And, like, we're not going to just, like, rope you into it without knowing anything. If you're interested, we'll send you a preliminary questionnaire that will have all the details, help us get some details on you. And if it's a great fit, then we'll move forward with you.
Okay.
You have nothing to lose.
Very cool. Talking to Matt Sampson. He's executive director for Sparrow Clubs. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's been awesome. Thanks for giving me the chance to talk about all this.
Yeah, cool. You're always welcome back. Give us all the places to reach you again.
Okay, so directly email Matt, M-A-T-T, at sparrowclubs with an S, C-L-U-B-S, .org. Phone number 541-621-1126. Our website, www.sparrowclubs.org. You can find us on Facebook at Sparrow Clubs USA and Central Oregon Sparrow Clubs. And then on Instagram at Sparrow Clubs USA.
Matt, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.